game is difficult as is, and you have to keep it as simple as possible. And I revert back when I first started playing baseball at 8 years old. What do? You get a bat in your hands, the guy's throwing the ball, and you see it, and you try to hit it. You know, and you can't keep this game complicated. I know a lot of young hitters out there thinking about their hands, their feet, their head, whatever they do. When you're thinking about those things, you're not concentrating on using your eyes, seeing and hitting it. That's it.
And we're little kids. No one used to worry about where your hands were, where your feet were. We all used to have a good time, and the only thing that went through our mind, okay, see the ball, hit the ball. It's as simple as that. I think you work hard during spring training. You work hard in batting practice. You work on certain things during batting practice. Sure, maybe in batting practice you try different techniques. Try moving your hands back, try moving your hands forward, try spreading out your feet, try putting your feet together. But when it comes to the game, I think a lot of hitters, especially young hitters, get into trouble thinking too much. Maybe when they're struggling, they take advice from their hitting coach or their friends, and they take it up to the plate in the sense of, okay, my hands are here. Okay, I got to bring my hands back here when he's got his hand up in the air to release the ball. That in itself does not allow you to focus in a simple thing of baseball.
What do you think about what they had to say, Derwin?
That's it in a nutshell. And if you're big and strong and you can contact the ball, I've heard Lou Piniella.